here on a world as an expression of somebody's vision, and we're part of a vision. And that is something we can be grateful for, which enhances our longevity. So thank you. And I want to thank all of you for turning out to this, because it was I really didn't anticipate this many people, so thank you. And I don't know if our time is out, but I'd be glad to answer a question if anybody's got a question. Yes.
You started by talking about the power of the mind and saying that it can enhance longevity.
Yes.
In many instances, I feel that an overactive mind or brain functions can steal the vitality.
You know, if you have a mind that is in thinking and focusing on things that's inspiring to it, it won't distract the aging process. It will actually enhance the longevity. But if your mind is scattered, distracted, and focused on the aggravations of your life, instead of focusing on the flowers, you're focusing on the weeds, you will create a weed garden instead of a flower garden. That's what ages us. This little lady who was about 84 years old, this lovely lady that lived next door to me when I was about 4 years old, I was pulling weeds out of the garden around the house. That was my job. And by the time I got through, I had to start all over again, so it was pointless, seemed like. But I was pulling these flowers, and she leaned across the fence with a little hoe, and she leaned across. Her name was Mrs. Grubbs. She said, John, if you don't plant flowers in your garden, you will forever pull weeds. And what she was saying was, your mind is your garden. And if you don't plant flowers in the garden, you will forever pull weeds. It's essential that you define from your heart what it is that inspires you, and plant that deeply, and embed that deeply, and nurture that deeply inside your psyche. If you do, it's not going to age you. Everything but that is what ages you, because that's what inspires you. And we are here to self-actualize our life. It's true. Any other questions?
Yeah, what are you going to do when you're 100, John?
What am I going to do when I'm 100? I am planning on going surfing without a question. My wife and I are planning on doing something. And I'm not going to tell you what that is yet. And whether she knows it or not, she's going to be there to do it, because that's essential. But I also have a lot of visions and goals for my life. And I have what I call my master planner. And my master planner is everything that ever comes to me that's inspiring to me, that I would love to do in my life, or love to be, or love to have, or love to create. I write it down, and I only write it down when it brings tears to my eyes. How many of you know what I mean by tears? Where it's something that inspiring. If I have to ask the question whether or not that's what I would love, I don't write it. But if I know that I know that I know that that's what I would love to create in my life, I write it down, and I read that over and over again. I just read that. And I watch. We have the power to create and manifest things by just dominating our thoughts on the things we love instead of what we don't. That's why it's essential as a group to concentrate on the purpose and the vision instead of on the problems. Because if we concentrate on the purpose and the vision, things the universe brings us, people, places, things, ideas, and events and resources in our favor to create that vision. If we focus on the other, we create our weeds. And so I have a whole book. I could show you that book, a whole book of everything that I dream about doing. It can keep me busy for at least 100 years. It makes a difference. So thank you again. Appreciate it.